Disney are currently in the midst of turning all their classic animation into live-action reboots. This includes all your childhood favourites like Snow White, Aladdin, Winnie the Pooh, Dumbo, and brace yourself, The Lion King. I know, The Lion King. What the hell? But that's a review for next year, because today it's everybody's favourite Stockholm Syndrome fairy tale, Beauty and the Beast.
Who's there?
Do you wish to take your father's place?
Come into the light.
It's easy to see why every female in the history of vaginas has a soft spot for this extraordinary love story. A hideous bloke captures a beautiful girl, holds her hostage, and forces her to fall in love with him. Now, call me a hopeless romantic, but doesn't that just melt your heart?
Aww.
I went in expecting to be bored by the cliches, made anxious by the dated ideologies, and nauseated by the tacky lyrics, but I was surprisingly impressed with the modern take on the classic narrative.
Look at her. What if she is the one? The one who'll break the spell.
This adaption follows the 1991 fairy tale pretty closely, so fans who are offended by change won't be too startled. There's a few new characters, a couple extra songs, and some additional footage, but all your favourites are still there to ensure the memories come flooding back.
What happens when the last petal falls?
The Nastel remains a beast forever.
And we become antiques.
The film's high production value complements the grand vision of this once modest tale. The outstanding imagery takes audiences into another dimension, while the live-action footage brings some grounding, bridging the gap between fantasy and reality. The age-old love story stirs nostalgia for a generation of girls who dressed up in princess costumes, while inspiring a whole new generation of would-be princesses.
Tale as old as time.
Hermione plays Belle and does a pretty good job of bringing the princess to life. She certainly looks the part, her singing's okay, and look, her acting was, passable. Some fans of the original may find it a little underwhelming given the pedestal they hold the original on. However, I found it enjoyable and, like any good musical, infectious. One of my only real criticisms is they could have made the Beast a lot more threatening, but again, it's a Disney film and they wouldn't dream of cutting out their major demographic. One example of this is the villain sidekick, who's as camp as a music festival, but never really gets the Carson Kresley makeover.
Oh my god, there's that queer guy!
Now, the question on everybody's lips. Is this version better than the original Beauty and the Beast? Not to be confused with the 1980s TV series of the same name, which starred the freakishly big chin from Sons of Anarchy and the Terminator Sarah Connor, because that shit looks fucking weird. Seriously, do yourself a favour and punch in Beauty and the Beast into IMDb and prepare to have a good old-fashioned LOL. Anyway, back to the question, does this version outdo the animated original? I have no idea, I never saw it. But look, if themes of love and romance resonate with you in the slightest, you're going to enjoy this movie. I give it 7, I'm not Mark Fennell's out of 10.